because something that is too complex will not value something simple. Something that we don't pay a lot, we don't value it as something worthy. And yet all the artists, all the genius invention came out of very little. Very little. It was more of what came from the spirit that made it so brilliant, not what was spent. And unfortunately, in this world, we complicate our life, or we don't give our ear at all. We're not interested. You have something simple, you're too young, you're too simple. How could she sit there and talk like this? I don't know. I don't know how I could sit here.
Could we do one of those meditations?
Yes, and this is, I'm going to do that because Kathy asked. For a moment, no matter what high position we have in life, no matter if we're a doctor, no matter if we are a plumber, if we're a sweeper, as we talked to Joanna last week, no matter who we are, how much money we have or we don't, what is our credential, how much we are learned in this life, we drop it for a moment and then we pick it up and leave. So for a moment, let us close our eyes and say, I am nobody and mean it, and I don't know anything and mean it, and stay in that silence. And you might need to repeat it again, so be it. If you have resistance to this thing, I tell you, you really think you're somebody and you know something. Dare to do it now. You see, when we do that, for some of you that really let go and became that, there is such a release, and this is the art of living, to carry that into day-to-day life. And in the time that we stop being somebody and knowing something, the mind's job is taken away. The conflict is taken away. In that, who I am, who you are, which is that peace, will come into the surface.
Just naturally.
Naturally. How many of you experience peace in that exercise?
When I hit a...
Oh, Kathy, you did.
Yeah,
I had a practical example of that yesterday, because I was, what I thought was going to happen in my human mind, and what happened was nothing. Like I thought. And I was like last night really disappointed, depressed of saying, I don't know anything.
No, that's when you get help. Because you release your puny knowledge. I don't mean your puny knowledge.
I'm okay with that.
We release our puny knowledge, which is really a struggle. It's not a knowledge, it's a struggle.
Yeah.
For the sake of omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient. Is that not worth it? Is it worth it to open the hand and allow the that to come in the front seat? No. When we come together in a place like this, that is, the truth is being spoken, unless you don't think it is, which you can throw it in the garbage, no credential is necessary. Because the truth is so simple that all you have to do is be willing. Not you think you're willing and not willing. Really have a struggle with yourself enough that now it's time to not play that game anymore.
Yeah.
That's when we begin to be home.
Because I would have normally either hit wine or cocktails or whatever, and I said, no, I'm going to stay with this.
Yes.
And it was bad and ugly and stinky and everything else, but I stayed with it, and today was a much better day.
Absolutely, because, listen, when this happens, when you are in the moment of giving up, that's when you say, I don't know.
Right.
There is an opening.
Yes.
There is an opening there. If you pacify yourself, you have not allowed this opening to come to the surface.
Right.
You have allowed the habit to take over
right.
another time.
Right.
And invariably, when we live by a spirit, we live by grace.
Mm-hmm.
And those of us that have tasted can testify to that.
I have an experience that I had today that I will share. I wanted to use my computer for something, and I had to have a small attachment for it and a wire for the computer to make it work. And it's always in my computer bag. And today, when I opened the computer bag, it wasn't there. So, at first I went through a stage of being a little upset that it wasn't where it was supposed to be. So went down to the car, got in the car, and said, well, it's got to be on the table at home. I'm going home, going to go get it. That's fine. I drove around the block and it says, that's going to cost me an hour to go home and do this and everything else. And, you know, I just let go of it. I don't need the deal. I'll do it another time. Right? Drove right back into the parking lot, got out of the car. For no apparent reason, I went in the back seat to look for something. And there's the attachment and there's the wire. You know, I let go and just,
otherwise, you would have gone home.
Right. I was thinking, if I'd gone out with my mental, I would have gone home, looked for it, and then found it.
And get flustered.
I let go of it, and it was given to me.
And there is another scenario that he will let go and goes in the back seat and is not there.
Right.
So what?
Neither one made any difference.
At least, if we are going to not find somebody, we didn't lose our peace.
Right.
But
that is why
came,
I say we cannot support. I give you an example how attached we are to our discord and this harmony. Many times I talk to people and they complain to me about the problem they have, and of course I always look at it in a deeper level. And they immediately say, but because it was like this, you don't understand, I have stress because of it. And my thing is, do not support it. Come to this side. Once you are to this side, you'll see that doesn't exist. Or I got angry, what should I do? And then our answer would be, just be quiet. But I got angry because he did that to me. But there is never ending to this ocean. There is always someone to blame, and if we don't have anybody, then we condemn ourselves to death. And this is the game that we don't want to be caught in the middle. And we have been so caught in the middle of it, as we all can testify. This is why we showed up tonight. This is why we show up any place that has some sort of art of living that can present to all of us as a unity. Sorry, my face is this way. So the good news now. Now we talked about what is our
Nemesis.
No, no, illness is malady.
Malady.
Malady. Now, we are talking the malady. Who can say what it was?
Duality.
Good and bad judgment, constantly being caught in the middle of a ping pong ball that is just dodging like this. And what is the remedy?
Unity.
Still be here.
Yes. One. So the more you go to your stillness, now I tell you the ridiculousness of this. If we don't know that we are this life is a game, we will be struggling. Once we realize through our own peace that this is a game, we'll enjoy and play it to the fully and make everybody happy. So, the good news that I was about to give is that whether you believe it or not, whether you perceive it by your senses or not, whether you can comprehend it by your mind or not, there is only one God, and you cannot be anything but that. Because that's all there is. There is one, and that's omnipresent. What can I be if that current, that light, that truth, that God, or whatever you call it, that so you don't get offended, there is only one current, and that is omnipresent. In that case, what can you be? It is omnipresent. There is not a place that it isn't. If it's omnipotent, there's no other power than that, then where does these two come, bad and good? There's only one. If there is omniscient, then there is a knowingness everywhere. And the reason we don't know is because we use this duality.
But the question is then again, one is what? If there is no duality, or duality, of course, I don't agree on duality, but then
what is
what?
It then? When the one that questions right now is from the mind of duality, so nothing can satisfy that. You can only realize what is being said through dropping these two, and then we can talk.
Then we can talk. That's
then we can you. Talk because we have nothing to say.
Right.
Seriously. And I hope, well, I don't care, actually. But I'm not talking through the books. There is no book knowledge, because then I would feel like a hypocrite and go home and be in a duality. I wouldn't want to do that to myself. So, the person that just asked, what is left if it's not 12 duality? Ananda. Ananda. Satchit Ananda.
But then what is Satchit Ananda? That is what I'm
we
saying.
Talk when your duality is gone. Because only, you see, you can point someone to the truth, but there is no way in heck that you can actually explain. You can point, but you can't. That's where your own being will reveal itself. It's not something that I can reveal, that she can reveal, I'm being zapped, that, or anybody else.
But you can feel it. There's a
knowingness. That's right, thank you. There is an awareness, which
yes.
is cheat. That is the awareness. And now,